Shoftim Perek Dalet. So once again, a shofet has died, and Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, cannot sustain the kind of commitment, the kind of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we were enjoined to keep. Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael la'asos hara b'inei Hashem. And so once again, the Perek starts using the same refrain that we see over and over again in Sefer Shoftim, unfortunately, and Klal Yisrael continued, or vayosifu again, sometimes means added, to do that which was wicked in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ehud Mace, and Ehud had died. And unfortunately, it doesn't say Achar Misas Ehud. It doesn't say after Ehud had died. It says Ehud died after it says that Klal Yisrael was doing evil in the eyes of Hashem. And the Mefarshim learned from this that even during the days of Ehud's life, and some said that the previous Shofet, we saw Shofet Shamgar ben Anas, who was judging during the life of Ehud, because Ehud lived to a very, very old age and was incapable of continuing to lead Klal Yisrael. So even during the days of Ehud, perhaps throughout the days of Shamgar ben Anas, Mesudas David hints, Klal Yisrael had done that which was evil. But the merit of Ehud, the Malbim tells us, kept Klal Yisrael safe. Kishachai, Shakol Zman Shachai, Hegin Zechuso. Zechuso Yagin Aleinu, we always say. And with a tzaddik, the misa of a tzaddik is considered a tragedy for their generation when they pass away. And this gives you a concrete reason why. While Ehud was alive, his zechusim protected all of Klal Yisrael, even though we didn't particularly deserve it. But nevertheless, now that Ehud had died, now there was nothing left to protect us. Vayim Kareim Pasuk Beis, Vayim Kareim Hashem B'yad Yovin Melech Kenan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold us. And again, we have seen the difference between Nosan and Vayimkar. When God sells us into the hands of the non-Jews, it implies a complete kinyan that they are going to do their worst to us. And this time we were sold into the hands of Yavin, the king of Canaan, Asher Malach B'Chatzar, who ruled in the city of Chatzar, which was in the north of Eretz Canaan. Now, previously, if we look at the other enemies of Klal Yisrael previously in Sefer Shoftim, Kushan Rishathaim, Eglon, these were leaders who led outside Eretz Yisrael, and their seats of power were outside the land. They invaded the land, but they came from elsewhere. This is the first time in Sefer Shoftim that it is a non-Jewish enemy within Eretz Canaan who is going to oppress us. And of course, this then leads back to the problem that we had not eliminated all of these nations from our midst. Yavin Melech Chatzar, as a king of Canaan, is one of the seven umos that we were supposed to completely wipe out. And we were warned they would be thorns in our sides, and they would be trouble for us. And so here, again, this is going to be a problem. Now, Yavin Melech Chatzar is one of the kings that is listed in Sefer Yehoshua as being conquered by Yehoshua and ousted by Yehoshua. So some say this is the same Yavin Melech Chatzar, and he was extremely long-lived and holding a grudge since the days when Yehoshua booted him out. Others say it's a traditional name for the kings of Chatzar, just as Paro was a traditional name. So the king of Chatzar, Yavin, was the latest heir of the other Yavin Melech Chatzar, who was in fact the king who organized all the Canaanim to try to fight back against us. So the original Yavin Melech Chatzar was a significant enemy, as we learned in Sefer Yehoshua. And this one is trying to pick up from that legacy. The city of Chatzar is no longer in the hands of the Canaanim by this point. But as we're going to see, Yavin actually had a seat of power elsewhere. The Sar Tzva'o Sisra, the general of Yavin, was a mighty warrior named Sisra, Bu Yoshev Bacharoshes Hagoyim, and he dwelled in the city of Charoshes Hagoyim. Charoshes Hagoyim, the Mefarshim point out great things about this particular city. Charoshes, the foundry, the forge, the metalworking center of the Goyim of the many nations. It was strong and ruled over a great deal of territory, and was a very difficult city that we were going to be able to stop. And not only that, but the Canaanim are going to have no trouble overpowering the Jews when they do go on the attack. Pasuk Gimel, Vayitzaku v'nei Yisrael el Hashem, and the B'nai Yisrael cried out to Hashem. Now, normally we see that this comes only when we're pushed up against it, where we find it too difficult, so we finally cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what we should have done in the first place. But in this case, there's a specific reason. Ki tesha meos rechev barzel lo. Because Sisera had 900 metal iron chariots. And as we have said before, the tanks of the ancient world, the incredibly strong weapons of war that were impossible for the Jews to overcome, even when we were back with Yehoshua and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing all the fighting for us miraculously, we found it difficult to face the chariots. Even Shevet Yehuda couldn't do that. And now that we are in a weakened spiritual point of view, it's going to be that much easier for them to take us. And so, Yavin, the king of Chatzor, with Sisera at his right hand, oppressed, lochets, pressed, pushed down the children of Klal Yisrael harshly for 20 years, Bechazka, strongly. The oppression was very harsh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decided that we were going to be defeated in this situation. But the Moavim are different from the Canaanim. With Eglon, the Moavim recognized that it was God's will that we be defeated. The Canaanim have no belief in God. They curse God. They mock the Jews. So this is the difference between the Moavim who come from Lot, who have a certain degree of tradition within the monotheistic ideals of Avraham Avinu, Lot's uncle. The Canaanim are complete pagans. They have no holiness whatsoever. And so the harsh bechazka oppression that they put upon us, some of the Mefarshim point out, is the fact that they blasphemed against God the entire time, which made it that much harder for the Jews to take. But a savior is going to emerge, just not who the Jews expected.